From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The National Weather Service is warning residents of the Northeast to prepare for a potentially historic storm. The major nor'easter could cripple travel from New Jersey to southern Maine and drop as much as 2 feet of snow in some places. The Weather Service is warning of blizzard conditions. Wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour are expected inland. Some gusts could reach 75 miles per hour on the coast. President Obama was the guest of honor today at a big parade in New Delhi, India. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the event marks the 65th anniversary of the Indian Constitution.
India's Republic Day parade is partly a showcase for the country's military might, but there are also floats honoring everything from India's female mountain climbers to its homegrown industrial development. President Obama is the first U.S. leader invited to attend the parade, and he watched from a reviewing stand as a float passed by celebrating peaceful nuclear power. A breakthrough agreement between the U.S. and Indian government should clear the way for American companies to help build nuclear plants in India. That could help cut carbon pollution in a country that's the world's third biggest generator of greenhouse gases. Scott Horsley, NPR News, New Delhi.
A White House spokesman says a device has been found on the White House grounds. Spokesman Josh Earnest says the Secret Service has recovered it and it does not pose a threat to anyone in the building. It's not clear what the device is. A federal judge in Alabama has put a stay on her order striking down Alabama's same-sex marriage ban. From member station WBHM in Birmingham, Rachel Lindley has more.
Same-sex Alabama couples who hoped to get marriage licenses today will have to wait a few more weeks to see if the state will legally recognize their relationships. On Friday, a U.S. district judge ruled in favor of a lesbian couple from Mobile, Alabama, who are legally married in California. The judge said Alabama violated the couple's constitutional rights when the state didn't allow one woman to adopt the other's biological son. Alabama's Attorney General's office asked the judge for an indefinite stay on her decision, citing the Supreme Court's expected ruling on gay marriage cases in June. Instead, on Sunday, she put a 14-day hold on her ruling. Now the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals will have until February 9th to grant an appeal. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Lindley in Birmingham.
In Greece, the leftist Syriza party has nearly won a majority in that country's parliamentary elections. They were held yesterday. The Syriza party also got the support of a small political party, and that means Syriza officials can go ahead and start trying to form a government. Officials have promised to rewrite Greece's massive bailout agreement with other European nations and organizations. There are concerns that Greece will default on its debt and won't be able to pay for its day-to-day operations. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The World Health Organization has wrapped up a special session on Ebola. The organization supported a resolution to help it quickly respond to global health emergencies. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein reports.
WHO is smarting under criticism that its sluggish response to the Ebola crisis in West Africa has caused the epidemic to spiral. WHO Director General Margaret Chan says all member states are calling for a global workforce that can respond rapidly to disease outbreaks.
They commit to, build up a contingency fund so that the Director General can draw on that fund at the early stage to mount a very rapid response.
Chan says this emergency fund should contain $100 million. She notes Britain already has pledged $10 million to the new fund. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The Screen Actors Guild Awards were announced last night. The winner of the Best Film Ensemble Cast was Birdman. The Best Actress Award went to Julianne Moore for her role in the film Still Alice. The Best Actor winner was Eddie Redmayne for the film The Theory of Everything. He portrays theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking, who suffers from ALS. Accepting his award, Redmayne spoke of those suffering with the disease.
The courage and the bravery and the spirit, this triumph of spirit that I witnessed, blew my mind.
The Best Supporting Actress nod went to Patricia Arquette for Boyhood. Best Supporting Actor, J.K. Simmons for the film Whiplash. You're listening to NPR News.